the host Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Jays no-look pass. Siskowski is open underneath, and his point-blank jumper is good. Siskowski makes it 16-13, and that's an 8-0 run by Ravenna.
It was an extremely competitive day one in the Blue Jay tournament, with all four games decided in the final minutes. Today, Overton will face off with Centura, and Ravenna takes on Spalding Academy. It's the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech's Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushkar live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech's Heat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Ravenna High School for the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, as it's time now to turn our attention to championship basketball. The girls bracket, it'll be Overton taking on Centura in the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Yesterday, Centura with a dramatic 5-point win against the home team, the Ravenna Lady Blue Jays. They won it 44-39, and Overton needed overtime to get past Spalding Academy 60-54. And so Overton now 5-1 on the season, Centura at 4-4. And we really highly anticipate that this will be a very, very well-played and exciting basketball game. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Let's give you our starting lineups here, and we'll begin first of all for Overton. Overton will be the visiting team, and their starting lineup is Danny Jewett, a 5'8 junior. She'll start with Addie Fisher, who's 5'6 and a senior. Kinsey Enix is 5'8 and a senior. Abby Miller, a 5'6 senior, and Madison Beavers, 5'9 and a senior for head coach Chelsea Losey. For Centura and head coach Kathy Mettenbrink, they'll start Ashley Roth, a 5'7 senior. Cassie Krolikowski is a 5'10 junior. Maddie Roth is a 5'11 sophomore. And then Emily Wells, a 5'8 junior, with Annika Gleason, 5'10 and a junior for head coach Mettenbrink. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have a tip between the Eagles and the Centurions coming up right after this timeout.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Kinsey Enix doing the jumping, and for Centura, Maddie Roth, and Roth will win the toss as Centura has first possession. They get it down low very quickly. Shot missed on the inside, and then a putback that's going to go out of bounds, as Roth got that rebound and then she missed the putback. So a couple of looks at it for Centura, but they can't come up with anything, and now Overton will have their first possession of the basketball game. Enix off of a little screen will bounce pass it out for Abby Miller. Miller hands it back off here for Enix. Enix gets it inside. Beavers shot in the lane, no good, and rebound taken out of there by Annika Gleason. So Gleason pulls down the rebound after the miss on the inside, and they work it down low. Turnaround jumper for Roth. Rothkant came up with it. Centura pulls down the rebound. Overton pulls down the rebound, and on the run is Enix. Enix can't get the shot to fall, and now we're going to have a foul after the rebound was taken out of there by Gleason. So Gleason got the rebound, but then we've got a little reach foul whistled against Overton. And the foul is going to be on Danny Jewett. That's going to be her first. And Gleason, I think, had a little trouble with something with her eye, but she's got that all straightened out. So it's going to be Centura basketball, as Gleason now is going to kick it off in the corner over there for Krolikowski. Casey Krolikowski lost the basketball as Centura turns it over, and quickly up ahead, laying it up, is going to be Overton's Kenzie Enix. They pass it up to Enix, and she just basically outran everybody. And that'll give them the chance to make another steal. And they do steal the inbounds. Quick jumper up and no good for Jewett, as Jewett couldn't hit that three-pointer. But Centura did turn the ball over. And now they get it in the offensive zone. A little ball fake here by Roth. Roth finds a backdoor cut. And what a nice pass to set up Maddie Roth for an easy bucket. So Roth will get the first 2 points of the game here for Centura. And we are tied at two. On the dribble is Enix. Enix will give it top of the circle. Now driving is Jewett. Jewett floater in the lanes, bouncing on the rim, and it'll roll in. Nice soft touch there for Danny Jewett. And the pass here for Centura. In the offensive zone is going to come Casey Krolikowski, and she'll kick it off. A floater for Emily Wells is up and in. Little penetration and then the kick, and we are tied at four. So both teams looking pretty good offensively, and we got a little reach that's going to be called on Centura here. And I think they gave that to number 14, Roth. Yeah, they did. And that'll be her first. So on the dribble is Jewett. Jewett will take it all the way to the baseline. She'll kick it out. Here's a look at the three by Enix. Enix shot won't fall. And the rebound is taken out of there by Centura. Long pass here by Madison Beavers. And Beavers has it swatted away. Well, she does the swatting away after running the floor and then blocking the shot. So Centura will maintain the possession here after the block shot. And they get it in and just working it back around the perimeter. They get in the lane here for Roth. Roth can't get the shot to fall. An offensive rebound in underneath for Gleason. Gleason can't get it to fall, and snagging the rebound here is going to be Jewett. So Centura missing an opportunity. Overton on the other end missed one as well. And now the pass in the lane. What a tough drive laid up and in by Madison Beavers. Beavers got it, was fouled, and just muscled her way up and was able to just kind of flip it up there one-handed, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play. That was a strong little move there as the foul is whistled on Alex Carlson. So Carlson with the foul, and the free throw is up and no good. And then Roth pulled down the rebound, and now Centura turns the ball over. So a two-point lead here for Overton. They lead it 6-4 with 5:05 to go. Still in the first quarter. And the pass is up ahead here for Addie Fisher. Addie Fisher had the ball knocked away from her and almost stolen by Brianna Dinas, but Dinas can't quite reel it in. And so it still will be Overton basketball here. So Overton will inbound underneath their own basket. Enix will toss it in. They get it right back to Enix. She thought about the three, but now she'll penetrate. She'll take it off glass. Shot won't fall. Gets the rebound, and it's going to be tied up. Possession arrow was pointing to Overton. So Overton will maintain it. Addie Fisher down. She's going to be doing the inbounding. She tries to get it in, and it's going to be stolen away. No, there's a foul, but that foul is going to be on Overton, because really coming up with the ball here for Centura was number 34, Michaela Hansen. Check that. It was Wells, rather. My apologies. It was 44 Wells who came up with that steal. Quick jumper on the far side. It's missed by Centura. And again, a nice little rebound pulled out of there by Addie Fisher. They get it down low. Jumper by Madison Beavers on the baseline. It's no good, and a foul on the rebound. And that foul is going to be on Overton. And the foul is going to be whistled on Abby Fisher. So Fisher with the foul. And Centura facing some pressure, brings it up ahead. Emily Wells, long pass. It's going to be stolen away. And it's going to be turned right back over by Overton. The steal by Abby Miller, but then they pressured Miller, and she ends up turning the ball right back over. So both teams turn the ball over here. And so no, really no harm, no foul. And Centura will inbound it on the sideline here. Dynas will toss it in here for Casey Krolikowski. They get it on the baseline now for Dynas. Back around the perimeter as Roth will pass it off. Quick jumper from 15 feet, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Miller. And we've got a foul on Centura. So both teams have committed three team fouls, as that will be a foul on Centura's number 24, Casey Krolikowski. That'll be her first. A little pressure, but Enix is handling it. And then she runs into a Centura player that didn't have position. So there'll be another foul on Centura. That one's going to be on Krolikowski. And that'll be her second. So seven fouls have been called between these two teams in the first not even quite 4 minutes of basketball. Enix will get the inbounds. We might find out how deep both benches are. They get it to the free throw line here for Beavers. Beavers finds a backdoor cut. That's Fisher. And Fisher's going to lay it up and in. Nice little backdoor cut. And Addie Fisher is able to just lay that one in. Nice pass there. And now driving. We've got a foul. That's going to be whistled on Abby Miller. They worked it up ahead. And Miller trying to just slow things down and couldn't quite catch up with Casey Krolikowski, who's now going to go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. So Krolikowski is going to be shooting two here. And the free throw is up and good. 8-5, Overton with the lead right now. Both teams have committed four fouls apiece, and we played 4 minutes and 14 seconds. Second free throw is up and good. So she makes them pay. And again, both teams are going after each other, playing hard-nosed defense, and they're attacking each other. We're not just passing around the perimeter. Little pick and roll, ball knocked loose, and it's going to be an Overton turnover. They turn it over as Dynas comes up with it, and she's going to dribble through traffic. Krolikowski dribbling through traffic, and she's fouled. Of course she is. So Krolikowski's going to go line and shoot two. And again, both these two teams are just attacking. They're going right after each other. And the foul is whistled on Overton's Alex Beavers. And the free throw was up and good for Krolikowski. So Krolikowski makes the first one, and it's now 8-7. Overton with a one-point lead. Centura will try to tie it here, and they do. Making both free throws is Casey Krolikowski. So on the dribble here is going to be Kinsey Enix. Enix gave it away. They'll give it off here for Alex Carlson. Carlson with the dribble is going to hand the ball back off here for Kinsey Enix. Enix from the lane, and it's going to be a jump ball. Abby Miller. Excuse me, not Miller, rather, but it was Brianna Dynas who was able to tie things up, and Overton turns the ball over because the possession arrow is pointing to Centura. So 8-8. And here comes Centura in the offensive zone. They enter it down low, posting up, turnaround jumper, no good for Krolikowski. But the rebound on that far side by Gleason. Gleason missed the shot. Coming out with the rebound is Beavers. Now kick on that right side, three-pointer up and no good for Overton. And Overton can't get the next shot to fall either. Rebounded again by Gleason. So Centura will bring it in the offensive zone with the pass by Gleason, facing some pressure. And it's going to be tipped around, but picking it up is going to be Krolikowski. And Krolikowski passes inside, and Gleason will lay it up and in. Nice pass inside to set up Gleason for the bucket. So now Overton will try to answer back. Addie Fisher on the dribble. They trail for the first time today. They get it for Madison Beavers, and Beavers trying to walk down low. Took an extra step. Now be an Overton turnover. Four turnovers for Overton, three for Centura. And with 2:15 to go, no pressure being put on the basketball as Krolikowski brings it across. She gave it away, now gets it back. Bounce pass on the right side here for Roth. Now they'll lob it down low into pressure, but Brianna Dinas comes up with it, and Dinas will score. Brianna Dinas muscled that up and in. And Centura now with a four-point lead. Overton led by four, and now Centura leads by four. On the dribble here is Enix. Enix, entry pass on the inside. Tough turnaround jumper here for Jewett. Shot no good, but an offensive rebound by Beavers. Beavers can't get it to fall. And coming out of there with it is going to be Centura. They work it down low. Shot won't fall, but an offensive rebound. Bouncing, hanging on the rim here for Anna Gleason, Annika Gleason. And she couldn't get that to fall either. Neither one of these two teams shooting exceptionally well, but we do have the ball knocked out of bounds off of the miss. And it was last touched by Centura. So it will be Overton basketball. Nothing's been easy. Kinsey Enix will bring it across the timeline. Working against some pressure here by Roth. Enix still with the dribble. We'll kick it off here on the left side here for Addie Fisher. Fisher, her jumper is no good. And a rebound taken out of there by Gleason. So Gleason snags the rebound. And the ball is knocked away here by Kinsey Enix and out of bounds with a minute 9 to go. Maddie Roth checking in here for Centura. Five fouls on each of these two teams here, and we've only played 7 minutes of basketball. Bounce pass on the right wing. As both teams have been driving at each other. It hasn't been just passed around the perimeter, and as I say that, Centura is passing it around the perimeter. It's knocked out of bounds over there by Addie Fisher. So Centura will inbound it with just a skosh under 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. It is 12-8, Centura with the lead and the basketball. Bounce pass on the right wing. They get it to Roth, and Roth will work it back around here for Casey Krolikowski. That gives it on that left side for Wells. Wells, top of the circle here for Krolikowski. She'll drive, has her shot blocked by Jewett. So Jewett with the block and then the long pass up court. And it's going to be Overton basketball on their baseline. They're just going to throw it between the circles here as Addie Fisher has it. Fisher picked up there man-to-man. Now we'll just give the basketball off over there, and dribbling is Enix. Enix kicks on the left side here for Alex Carlson. Carlson going to hand it off here for Jewett. 28 seconds to go. Pass knocked around. Jewett trying to tie it up. Can't come up with it. It's going to be an Overton turnover, and on the run here being shut off is going to be Centura. As coming up with the basketball momentarily was Wells. Wells gave it away. Now gets it back. She's picked up defensively by Enix, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. 10 seconds left. Centura will give it right back on the right side here for Roth. Off of a screen, they give it for Annika Gleason, who kicks in the corner. Open over there is Krolikowski. Her three goes off the rim and out of bounds at the buzzer. And so one quarter is in the books. Centura with a 12-8 lead over the Overton Eagles. And it will be Overton basketball to start the second quarter when we come back right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn Pivot dealer around.
And welcome back here as we're in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And a 12-8 lead here for Centura, but Overton does have the basketball first. Kinsey Enix will bring it in the offensive zone. She gives it for Danny Jewett. Jewett drives the baseline, falls with the dribble, and that'll be an Overton turnover. They get it up ahead here for Krolikowski. Krolikowski in transition, tough shot, will not fall. And the rebound taken out of there by Madison Beavers. So Beavers snags the rebound, and the pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Centura. Now, maybe Overton was trying to go a little bit too fast there. In any event, it is going to be Eagles basketball. As Kinsey Enix gets it, she'll give it off here on the left side for Jewett. Jewett's going to fire a long two. It's no good. Rebounded by Beavers. And the three-pointer on the outside, that won't fall either. And coming out with the rebound for Centura is going to be Ashlyn Roth. Roth gives it to Krolikowski. Back to Roth on that far side. Roth is going to get it in the lane. Quickly, they kick it right back out here for Wells. She'll fire the three. It will not fall. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Jewett. So Jewett ends the possession and brings it across the timeline here for the Eagles. She'll pass it to Enix. Enix, a penetration at the free throw line. They double team her. She's on the ground with the ball, and it's going to be stolen away. Coming away with the steal there was Ashlyn Roth. And they'll pass it up ahead, miss the layup, an offensive rebound, and the bucket's good for Maddie Roth. So Roth is able to make the putback. And it's a six-point lead here for Centura. They'll hand it off to Enix, who has it in the corner. She's going to fire a long three. It's no good. Get a rebound in. Their shot is up, and we've got a foul that's whistled on Centura. Snagging the rebound for Overton was Madison Beavers. And now she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two shots. The free throw is up, and it is no good. The foul is on Casey Krolikowski. That is her third. So Beavers back to the free throw line here. Missed the first. Has one more coming up here. And it rolls around and is good. So that'll make it now 14-9 with 6:26 to go here before halftime. They're at halftime in Kearney Catholic's Holiday Tournament. North Platte St. Pat's leads the Stars 25-22 at intermission. Here on the left side, a three-pointer that is going up high. Wells missed the shot and the rebound by Jewett. So Danny Jewett is able to pull down another rebound here. And then the pass on the inside, jumper no good for Jewett. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Brianna Dinas. Dinas trailing everything here as they pass around the perimeter. Roth now works it inside to Dinas. Great pass, and Dinas is going to lay it up and in. She kind of came in there late, and they, I don't know how that got through the lane. That was just a brilliant bounce pass that set up Brianna Dinas. And now we got a drive on the baseline, and we've got a foul. As driving in was Kinsey Enix, and Enix fouled on her way to the basket. That now will be seven fouls on Centura, as it's the second personal foul here on Ashlyn Roth. So the front end of the one and one is no good, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Overton. So Enix misses the front end of the one and one, and Centura is able to come up with the basketball because it went out of bounds. Dangerous pass, and it's going to be stolen away. Pass up ahead here for Enix, and Enix is going to lay it up and in. Kinsey Enix gets the bucket after intercepting the pass was Madison Beavers. So Centura turns it over, and Overton makes him pay, and we're going to have another little push foul here whistled on Overton. That's going to be now six as a team against the Eagles. And the second personal foul here on Addie Fisher. So on the dribble, Dinas' entry pass is going to be knocked loose. Coming up with it is Ashlyn Roth. And Dinas lost it momentarily, but she's able to kick it right back out here for Hansen. And back around the perimeter we go. There's Wells. She's going to fire a three. No, it's a two. She had her foot on the line. And so Emily Wells strokes in the two here for Centura, and they lead it 18-11. Off of the screen with the dribble is going to be Kinsey Enix. Enix takes it all the way to the baseline. A little jumper rolls around and bounces right back in there. Kinsey Enix, nice shooter's touch there as it rattled in and out and then back in. Centura gets it to Roth. Roth, skip pass, gives it for Emily Wells. Wells for three, hits the three. Emily Wells, that time behind the three-point arc. She strokes it in, and an eight-point lead here for Centura, 21-13. Kinsey Enix on the dribble, off of the screen, stops on that left side, gets it at the free throw line here for Beavers. Beavers pass over for Miller is knocked out of bounds by Centura. And so before we inbound it, Centura will send in Mariah Neville to play a little defense here, as Kinsey Enix is going to throw it in on the baseline. 4:04 to go in the second quarter, 21-13, and the inbounds stolen away by Centura. Nope, couldn't quite come up with the ball, and then falling on top of it is Neville, and that'll be a walk. So it's neither a turnover nor a steal, really. Overton will just inbound the ball again. Enix to toss it in, and Jewett wants it, and just in time they inbound it, but it's off the mark, and Centura comes up with the steal. And then they turn it right back over. So both teams turn the ball over, being a little sloppy with it. Bad pass on the inbounds, and then the outlet pass by Centura was deflected around by Overton, and last touch by Centura. So Overton's got the basketball. They give it to Enix. Enix's shot is going to be blocked and picked up by Centura. Roth with the block, and then she comes up with the rebound, if you will. And then we've got a foul. And she outlets it out, so Centura is going to shoot a one-and-one here. They got the ball over to Maddie Roth, and now Roth is going to have the front end of a one-and-one after the foul is whistled on Kinsey Enix trying to get the ball back. 21-13, and the free throw is a line drive and missed. Pulled out of there by Madison Beavers. So Beavers with her fifth rebound. And across the timeline, they get it for Kinsey Enix. Enix will stop, get it on the baseline. There's Miller, and Miller will bank it in. Nice quick little ball movement, kind of a secondary break there, and Overton got a good look at it, and Miller was able to bank it in. Here is a strong drive. It's missed. Offensive rebound by Dinas, and we've got a foul. Well, Dinas pulled down that offensive rebound, put up the shot, and she is fouled in the act. And the foul is going to be on Madison Beavers, and that'll be her first. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Maddie Roth. And they're going to say, I thought it was two shots, but it's saved there by Centura, and it's going to be a jump ball. I thought they said Roth was in the act of shooting. My apologies. That was the front end of a one-and-one. And on the miss, it's going to be Centura basketball because they tie up the rebound. So Centura to toss it in here, and they get it in quickly for Roth. Roth behind the three-point arc, gets it at the free throw line here for Brianna Dinas, and they'll work it back around. They give it back out now for Roth, who will fire a long two, and it's good. Ashlyn Roth will stroke in the two-pointer, and it's 23-15. 3:05 to go. Long pass. Jewett can't pull it down. But neither can the defender, Casey Krolikowski. Last touch by Krolikowski. So Overton dodges the turnover bug here, and they'll inbound it. And they'll toss it in to Mackenzie Beavers, who checked in just a little bit ago. Pass in to Mackenzie Beavers, and we're going to have a reach called on Annika Gleason. That'll be a foul on Gleason. And for Gleason, that will be her second foul. So a one-and-one coming up here for Mackenzie Beavers. With 2:54 to go. And the free throw is high, and I do mean high, and off the mark. Rebounded by Annika Gleason. And on the bounce here is going to be Casey Krolikowski. Krolikowski skips it out over there for Neville. Neville will fire a three, and she hits the three. Mariah Neville strokes in the three-pointer. And we've got a timeout here for Overton. Chelsea Losey has seen enough. Timeout. It's Centura 26, Overton 15. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance with 2:34 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from the small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles. From Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
And welcome back here to Ravenna, as it's been a hard-fought game. Both these two teams really battling each other. And with 2:34 to go here before halftime, it's 26-15. As Centura has kind of put together a nice little run here. Overton had the lead for, well, they kind of went back and forth for the first about 6 minutes of the game, but then Centura's began to really kind of distance themselves. They lead it 26-15. Overton has the basketball after that timeout was called by the Eagles. And they'll try to work it down low, and it's going to be stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Brianna Dinas, and another Overton turnover. Skip pass. We'll get it on the baseline for Roth. About a 12-foot jumper. It's no good, and the rebound is out of bounds. And last touch by Overton. Abby Miller just couldn't quite get her hands on it. And so it will be a Centura rebound, team rebound. So they're going to inbound on the baseline. And they get it in the lane, stepping through the double team and banking it off the glass and scoring is going to be Casey Krolikowski. Nice little catch and then a just nice jump stop. Got herself open and she was able to bank it in. So Overton needs a bucket here, no question about it. Kinsey Enix will get it out for Danny Jewett. Jewett's going to drive, going to float, take it off glass, no good. And the rebound is out of there by Krolikowski. So Krolikowski pulls down the rebound and dribbles up court very quickly. And we've got a foul. Krolikowski went all the way down to the baseline, put up the shot, and she's hit on the arm. So she's going to shoot two. It's now 19 fouls whistled against Overton. Second personal foul. Going to go against Mackenzie Beavers. First free throw is no good. So Krolikowski will have one more free throw coming up here. And she misses the first. And now her second is up and good. Well, we had a lot of fouls in the early stages, and it's kind of quieted down from them. I thought we'd be at double bonus for both of them by the end of the first quarter. And right now, neither team actually is in the double bonus with a minute 40 to go here before halftime. Kinsey Enix brings in the offensive zone. She'll get it off here for Mackenzie Beavers. Bounce pass back out for Miller. Miller lost it momentarily, but keeps the dribble going. Kinsey Enix now has it right side. Skip pass deflected, but into the hands of Abby Miller. Miller in the corner of the lane has to kick it out here for Mackenzie Beavers and will reset the offense. Minute 16 to go before halftime, and they'll give it right side here for Danny Jewett. Centura going man-to-man on the drive here is going to be Kinsey Enix, and Enix is fouled on her way to the basket, but she'll get two shots as she was going up as she was hit on the elbow. The foul is whistled on Mariah Neville. Nope, check that. It's going to be on Brianna Dinas. And the free throw is good for Enix. So she makes the first two. Checking back in here for Centura is going to be Casey Krolikowski. She'll come in here for Michaela Hansen, who was out there briefly. And the free throw, good. So Enix makes a couple of free throws, and it's a 12-point ball game, 29-17. Minute to go here before halftime. Passing around is Roth. Roth will kick it off on the left side for Emily Wells at the free throw line. Jumper by Maddie Roth. No good. Roth trying to get the ball in off of her hands and out of bounds. Actually, it was Krolikowski who was trying to track it down there. And Overton will come up with the rebound team-wise. 48.4 to go here before halftime. Overton would very much like to cut this into either single digits or at least down to 10. Enix on the dribble, has a screen. Now she'll skip it off for Addie Fisher. Fisher, baseline jumper, no good. Hit the side of the glass. Didn't mean for it. And Miller trying to pull down the rebound, but it's going to be a jump ball here. Alternating possessions. Overton has the arrow pointing their direction, so they'll inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing in is going to be Miller. Miller gets it for Fisher. Back to Miller on the baseline. She is shut off. That's pretty good defense there by Dinas. And Enix with a little floater, but it's short. Saved into the hands of Enix, and Enix is going to drive, and she is fouled. Well, give some credit in underneath for Abby Miller for making the save there. Because without that save, Kinsey Enix would not be at the free throw line. The foul on Dinas is her second. The free throw is missed. So Enix will step back to the stripe after missing the first two. Both teams from here on out will be in the double bonus, but there's only 21.2 before halftime. 29-17, the free throw rolls around and is no good. A couple of misses there for Enix. And the rebound by Brianna Dinas. 10 seconds left. On the bounce here is Krolikowski. Krolikowski and Enix, neither one of them to the top of the key yet. Krolikowski will lob it down low, and it's going to be a turnover picked up by Overton, and that's going to do it at the buzzer. So Centura turns the ball over, but Overton, with only about a second and a half, couldn't get anything done with it, so we'll head to the locker room. Centura with a 29-17 lead here at intermission over the Overton Eagles. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
29-17 in favor of Centura. We're at halftime here of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And we do have an update for you. It is at halftime. At the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, the boys' championship game in North Platte St. Pat's right now has a 25-22 lead over Kearney Catholic at halftime. The Kearney Catholic girls earlier in their own holiday tournament had no problem. They trailed early on. They maybe struggled a little bit early on, but they win the girls' championship game by a score of 52-25 over North Platte St. Pat's. So once they got it going, they got it going. And the same thing was true today for the Ravenna girls in their own holiday tournament. They came away with the third place title, 51-38, over Spalding Academy earlier today. The boys' consolation game went to Centura in come-from-behind fashion. They pick up a 54-52 win over Overton. And we're at halftime of the girls' championship game between Centura and Overton. And at the break, it is Centura with a 29-17 lead over the Overton Eagles. Let's take a look at some of the stats that we have for you team-wise here in the first half. Overton has yet to hit a three-pointer. They're 0-for-6 from behind the arc. Centura is 2-of-6. Free throw, Centura is leading that department as well. 5-of-8 from the free throw line compared to 3-of-9 for Overton. Overall field goal shooting for Overton, they are 7-of-27, where Centura is 11-of-24. So Centura obviously shooting a much better percentage so far here in the ballgame. Rebounding, Centura has the edge there as well, 21-16. And in turnovers, 11 turnovers here for Overton in the first half compared to 6 for Centura. So those are some of the team numbers. And we'll take a look at the individual numbers as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the individual scoring and rebounding when we come back right after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. We're at halftime of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament in the Girls' Championship game. Centura right now leading Overton 29-17. Checking the scoring here, first of all, for the Overton Eagles. They're being led today by Kinsey Enix at halftime. She's got 8 points here at the break. Madison Beavers with 3. Danny Jewett, 2. Addie Fisher, 2. And Addie Miller also with 2 points here at intermission. Leading rebounder is Jewett. She's got 6. Madison Beavers has 4. Kinsey Enix with 2 and 1 each for Addie Fisher and Abby Miller. Have to say that carefully so we don't confuse our Addies and our Abbies. For Centura here at intermission, again, they lead this one 29-17. Very balanced scoring for them. Casey Krolikowski leading the way with Emily Wells. Both of them have 7 points here at the break. Brianna Dinas with 4. Maddie Roth with 4. Mariah Neville with 3. Ashlyn Roth with 2. And Annika Gleason with 2 points here at intermission. Rebounding being led by Gleason. She's got 7 of them here at halftime. 5 for Maddie Roth, 4 for Brianna Dinas, 1 each for Casey Krolikowski and Ashlyn Roth. Shooting, again, they're 9 of 8 from 2-point range, so they're shooting 50% from inside the arc. Overall field goal shooting, they are 11 of 24, so that means they're 2 of 6 from behind the arc. They're shooting 33% and 5 of 8 from the free throw line are the Centura girls. And checking the shooting numbers here for Overton in the first half, they are 7 of 27 from the field. 2-point range inside the arc, they are 7 of 21. So they're only shooting 33% inside the arc, and they are 0 for 6 outside of it. So that breaks down to about 26% shooting, and they're only shooting 33% from the free throw line. So right now, Overton having a difficult time finding the cylinder, getting the ball through the cylinder here in the basketball game, either from the free throw line or from the field or from behind the arc. And they're just struggling. Much of that has to do with some pretty good defense being put on by Centura, and it's kind of forced some bad shots and also some shots with a hand in their face. So Overton right now just needs to kind of wait to get their offense started, get going a little bit, because they had a good start to the game. They just need to kind of go back to what was working for them early on in this one. But at the break, it is Centura with a 29-17 lead over the Overton Eagles. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue and wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here from Ravenna when we come back right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor.
Stoneberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles. From Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. And we're at halftime where Centura leads Overton in the girls' championship game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. It is 29-17. And to start the second half, Centura will have possession of the basketball when we get it going here in about 1 minute. Gives us a chance to kind of say thanks to all of our sponsors throughout the course of the year, and literally we mean the course of the year, to bring you coverage of high school basketball and football and volleyball and cross country and track and everything else we do on the Platte River Radio. Certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors that allow us to bring that to you throughout the course of the year on Platte River Radio, on our sister station on ESPN 1460, as well as right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. They're heading to the fourth quarter over at Kearney Catholic, and North Platte St. Pat's has a 43-36 lead over the Kearney Catholic Stars in the championship game of the boys' bracket of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Again, that's on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. And for Centura, Annika Gleason is going to toss the ball in here to Casey Krolikowski. Both teams going with their starters, double-checking. Yeah, both teams with their starters out here. That'll be Roth, Krolikowski, Roth, Wells, and Gleason for Centura. And top of the circle here is Gleason. Gleason gets it inside. Nice pass. And Maddie Roth is going to point and say thanks. That was a nice pass as she lays it up and in. 14-point lead. And on the dribble here is Kinsey Enix. Enix has the ball knocked away. Overton turns it over. And so on the run here is going to be Casey Krolikowski. Skip pass going to be knocked away by Danny Jewett. For Overton, it'll be Jewett, Fisher, Enix, Miller, and Beavers. They start us in the first half, starting here in the second. Inbounds on the baseline, shot up and good for Casey Krolikowski. They set a little screen for her. She rolled in there, and that was a contested shot, but Krolikowski scores on the inbounds play. In the lane here is Kinsey Enix. They're going to kick it out. They work it back inside here for Madison Beavers, and Beavers then lost the ball. Another Overton turnover. Long pass up ahead. On the run here is going to be Ashlyn Roth. Roth misses the shot, and it's going to be rebounded out of there. I think it was Jewett that came up with it. And they'll just bring it across the timeline. Dangerous pass, but Jewett goes to the ball. That prevented Krolikowski from making the steal. On the baseline, Addie Fisher in trouble. She'll drive, bounce pass in the lane, and Kinsey Enix misses the shot, gets an offensive rebound, and the bucket. So Enix missed the first one, but then makes the putback. Little dribble on that left side. Jumper will not fall for Krolikowski. An offensive rebound will fall, though, for Annika Gleason. So Gleason is able to make the putback. So here comes Kinsey Enix in the offensive zone. She'll get it at the free throw line for Miller. Miller gets the bucket and the foul. She caught it at the free throw line, went up with it very quickly, and really was kind of hit after she shot. But, of course, they're going to count that as kind of a little bit of continuation here. And the foul is going to be on Centura's Maddie Roth. And the free throw is up and good for Miller. See, I did it. I confused my Addies and my Abbeys. And she makes the free throw, and it's 35-22. And off of the screen here is Krolikowski. Her jumper just inside the three-point arc is up and good. So nice play there by Casey Krolikowski. Good shooter's touch. She caught it with her back heels on the top of the key. And we're going to now have a reach on Centura's Ashlyn Roth. So Fisher to inbound here for Overton. And she'll get the ball in for Kinsey Enix. Enix looking on the inside, has to give it out, and it's Kinsey Enix who has to track down the loose ball and somehow picks it up and still has her dribble going. Now she'll spin, awkward-looking shot. It's missed and rebounded by Gleason. So Gleason will pull down that rebound. That was not a good shot selection. Long pass up ahead, and they get it off for Wells. Wells throws it down low. Nice bounce pass to Gleason, and Gleason missed the shot, and there's going to be a foul. As Gleason actually hit heads with Addie Fisher, as Fisher stepped in there. And we're going to have a couple of free throws coming up here for Gleason. The foul is on Fisher, and the first one is no good. So Gleason will have one more free throw coming up here after she missed the first. Bends her knees, and the free throw is up and good. So 38-22, a 16-point lead here for Centura. Overton with the basketball. Here's Enix, giving it in the lane for Mackenzie Beavers. Beavers will drive, missed it, gets her own rebound, missed it again. And she can't get that shot to fall. And coming out of there with it is going to be Centura. As Wells came up with a rebound, now entry pass down low for Krolikowski. Krolikowski missed the shot. And then an offensive rebound there that's missed by Dinas. And now coming out with it is going to be the Eagles. On the run here is Beavers. Beavers with another rebound in the lane. Jewett comes up with a rebound. A couple of misses for Overton, and now we got a whistle. As it goes out of bounds, last touched by Overton. Nope, we're going to call a foul, rather. That's going to be on Jewett. Well, they were involved in hand-to-hand combat there. I thought they said Jewett touched the ball while she was on the baseline, but instead they're going to call her for the reach. So on the bounce is going to be Centura. And they're just going to kind of work it around the perimeter here. Roth kicks it left side. Here's Wells for three. It is no good. And that rebound in the corner is going to be picked up, and a nice cut. Shot won't fall, though, for Dinas, as Dinas missed it, but you get the rebound and the bucket. Nice job there by Gleason to pull that one down. And we've got a foul on the way to the basket here as Enix was starting a drive. For Centura, that'll be on Ashlyn Roth, I believe. Yep, and that's going to be her fourth. So the inbound for Danny Jewett. Jewett has the ball knocked loose, but tracking it down is going to be Beavers. Beavers gets it inside. Enix shot won't fall. Another rebound for Gleason. They work it up ahead. On the run here is going to be Roth, and Roth is fouled on her way to the basket. Centura doing a great job of running the floor after they get that rebound. And Overton just having trouble buying a bucket. Roth will have two shots. After the foul was whistled on Madison Beavers. Free throw is no good. Score remains 40-22 with 3:48 to go. Checking in here for Overton is going to be Tara Lease. Lease will come in here for Alex Carlson. Free throw up and good. So Roth misses the first but makes the second. And it's a 19-point lead for Centura with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. 41-22. Pass intended for Lease is intercepted. Overton turns it over, and then they get the ball right back. Centura lost the basketball, and tracking it down here is Danny Jewett. She'll bring it across the timeline. Jewett off of a screen. We'll give it off here for Kinsey Enix. Enix will try the three. It's no good. Long rebound, and then the outlet by Krolikowski, and it's knocked around. Jewett comes up with it, so Centura turns the ball over as Jewett comes up with a loose ball. Now she'll bring it in the offensive zone. A little hesitation dribble in the lane. She lost it, so Overton turns it over. And on the run here is going to be Emily Wells. Wells will slow it down as she was shut off by a hustling Kinsey Enix. And so we'll set up the half-court offense. Krolikowski kicks on the left side here for Michaela Hansen. We'll give it off on the right side for Brianna Dinas. Entry pass on the baseline. Jumper by Gleason is no good. And rebounded by Overton's Shannon Callahan. So she'll pull down the rebound. And here comes Kinsey Enix. Enix from the free throw line. Kicks it back out here for Jewett. Jewett on that left side. Lost it. Now she gets to start a dribble again, but now she's used it up. Now she starts. And it's an air ball. An offensive rebound in underneath. And Abby Miller is able to put it in. So Abby Miller is able to make the putback. And that'll make it now 41-24. Centura with the lead and the basketball. 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. Entry pass off the hands of Miller there. And now Miller knocks down another ball that's going on the inside. And that one is going to be a foul. Yep. She came up with it, so the foul is going to be on Centura. Number 20, fouled number 20. So that'll be a foul on Brianna Dinas. That is going to be her third. Minute 58 to go here, third quarter, 41-24. Centura with the lead. Overton's got the rock. Kinsey Enix will take it down the baseline. Dangerous pass, and Shannon Callahan came up with it. I don't know how, but she's able to kick it out and gives it to Tara Lease. Lease to Kinsey Enix. Enix loses the basketball, so Overton turns the ball over again. And here come the Centurions on the run. Shooting in transition is going to be Kolakowski. She can't get it to fall. And Shannon Callahan pulls down another rebound. So on the bounce here is Enix, and she'll get it off for Lease in the lane. Nice little drive down low, and Mackenzie Beavers will lay it up and in. She just kind of rolled through the lane there, and she's able to hit the shot. Nice job. It's 41-26. Minute to go here in the third quarter. 15-point lead for Centura, and they've got the basketball in there in no big hurry. They'll bounce pass it on the left side for Wells, working it back around the perimeter. They give it for Hansen. Hansen to Kolakowski from the elbow. Right back out here for Michaela Hansen. Hansen will stop, and she drug her foot. Yeah, that'll be a turnover on Centura. Her jump stop just wasn't pure. She kind of dragged that last foot. And so slowly, Kinsey Enix, with a little bit of pressure being put on by Wells in the offensive zone, she'll drive, runs into the defense, loses the ball. It's going to be on the ground. Somehow Centura comes up with it, so that's an Overton turnover. And Centura brings in the offensive zone. Kolakowski will dribble. One-handed bounce pass back out here for Hansen. Hansen with 18 seconds left is going to work it back around the perimeter to Wells. She'll give it off on the right wing here for Dinas. 10 seconds left with the dribble near midcourt is Kolakowski. Kolakowski almost lost it. Now she's going to drive. She's going to shoot, take it off glass. It goes in with 2 seconds left. And Overton can't find anybody to inbound it to, and the buzzer will sound. So Kolakowski will add to the lead here with a nice little runner in the lane, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. All Centura. They lead it 43-26. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
And welcome back here as a little bit of work here to do for Overton as they've got the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They trail it 43-26, and they'll get it off on the right wing here for Abby Miller. Miller gets it inside. Shannon Callahan, turnaround jumper will not fall. And coming down with the rebound is Centura. And they work it up ahead. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Eagles. So that rebound to get things started here for Maddie Roth. On one end, and then Dinah Skorlikowski, rather, is going to inbound it. Now she gets it back near the top of the key. She lost it, gets the basketball back, puts up a shot. It won't fall. And another rebound here for Shannon Callahan. And Callahan, since she's come in, has been a rebounding machine. Quick little jumper on that left wing, and Centura will pull down the rebound. It's Roth who pulls down another rebound, and they work it up ahead. On the run here is going to be an extra pass, and the bucket will fall. Good extra pass. I thought they were going to shoot up there, but then Brianna Dinas was able to bank it in there because she was so wide open. Nice extra pass, and now on the dribble here is going to be Kinsey Enix. She'll step into a long two. It's no good, and rebounded by Ashlyn Roth. So Roth snags the rebound, pass up ahead, and Brianna Dinas with another running jumper. So nice job there. So with 6.5 to go, it is a 21-point ball game, 47-26. And Kinsey Enix will get it on the right side here to Madison Beavers. Beavers, a little runner on the baseline, won't fall. And another rebound here for Dinas. Dinas will pass it up ahead on the run as Roth. Roth is shut off there by Kinsey Enix. Roth lost it. Now she's going to kick it back out here for Dinas. Dinas gets it in the lane, and the jumper is up. No good for Krolikowski. But Krolikowski hit on the arm, and she's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. Five fouls now whistled against Overton. That'll be the second personal foul here on Kinsey Enix. And the free throw is up and no good. Annika Gleason and Mariah Neville going to check in here for Centura. So the second free throw is on the way, and it is up and good. So Krolikowski makes one out of two here, and it's a 22-point Centura lead, 48-26. A little crossover dribble here by Kinsey Enix. She'll get it off here left side for Addie Fisher. Fisher, well, turned it over. Overton with another turnover here. Pass up ahead. We got a bucket and a foul. A hard foul, too. They passed it up ahead. And running the floor and getting the bucket is going to be Mariah Neville. And Neville will have a chance to finish off a three-point play. A relatively hard foul here by Miller. But the free throw is missed. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Alyssa Bourbon for Overton. And Overton just took a little extra step with it. They turn it over. Unofficially, 20 turnovers for Overton in the basketball game compared to 9 for Centura. That's reflected in part on the free, on the scoreboard, 50-26. Overton will get it off here for Maddie Roth. Roth will work it around. They get it inside to Roth again, and Roth will take it high off glass and score. Well, they kicked it out. Roth just kind of curled through the lane there, caught the ball and squared herself up, and that was a well-played effort there by Centura, and Centura forces another Overton turnover here, and so they'll bring it back in the offensive zone. Extra little runner here for Ashlyn Roth. It won't fall, and rebounded by Abby Miller. So Miller snags the bound, and we'll hand it off here for Kinsey Enix. Enix working against a little pressure by Neville, and Overton turns it over again. Another turnover in the run. The jumper by Krolikowski won't fall, but an offensive rebound by Annika Gleason will. So Gleason makes the putback after the miss. And Overton pays the price for that turnover, and we got another timeout here for the Eagles. They trail it 54-26 with 4:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, Centura is going to move on to 5-4 on the season. They're going to pick up the win here, and that means that Overton will drop the game. And I thought I had their record sitting in front of me, and I don't. I'll have to track that one down. Overton's going to inbound it here with 4:34 to go. And they toss it in here for Madison Beavers. Beavers will give the ball right back to Kinsey Enix, who did the inbounding. Enix now from the elbow. We'll kick it off on the left side here for Addie Fisher, and it's thrown in the backcourt. That'll be another Overton turnover. Oh. 23 turnovers for the Overton Eagles with 4:23 to go in the fourth quarter. And McKenz Gorecki checking into the ball game. Going to inbound it here for Centura. Madison Myers will get it. As Coach Bentenbrink is dumped her bench for the most part. Morgan Kasperson will work it back around the perimeter. Top of the circle, here's Taylor Schultz. Pass through the lane, and Centura is going to turn the ball over. Coming up with it, Kinsey Enix. Actually, it was Miller that came up with it. Gives it to Enix. And now driving the baseline is going to be Madison Beavers. Beavers' shot will not fall. And another rebound in underneath. And that one is pulled out of there by Schultz. On the right side, quick jumper here by Kasperson. Kasperson's shot won't fall. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Overton with 3:43 to go. Overton makes a change. Mackenzie Beavers, 5'9 sophomore, going to check in. And to toss it in here is going to be Taylor Schultz. Schultz for Centura. Has her inbound pass stolen away by Abby Miller. So Centura turns it over. Miller passes it up ahead, and we've got a foul. As they work the ball up ahead here for Kinsey Enix. Enix on her way to the basket was fouled. That's only now 5 team fouls against Centura. First personal foul whistled on Morgan Kasperson. So the Eagles will inbound it, and they get the ball into the hands of Kinsey Enix. Extra pass in the lane, and it's going to be another Overton turnover. And it's coming out of there with it is going to be Mariah Neville, and Neville is going to be fouled by Addie Fisher. And that's going to be 7 fouls on Overton, so a 1-and-1 coming up here for Neville. So the front end of a 1-and-1 on the way here for Mariah Neville, and it is short. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Madison Beavers. So Beavers will dribble into the offensive zone, gives it right side for Kinsey Enix. 3:15 to go here. Enix being harassed, throws it in the lane, a little jump stop. Shot won't fall for Overton, but Addie Fisher is going to go to the line. She did a great job keeping that ball up high, put up the shot, hit on the elbow, and so she's going to go to the line and shoot 2. The foul on Mariah Neville is her first. So the free throw was up and good. And Addie Fisher now has 3 points in the game. Bends the knees. Second free throw is off the mark. And snagging the bound is McKenz Gorecki. At the 3-minute mark, on the baseline, losing the basketball is Centura. They turn it over. And on the runs, here is going to be Kinsey Enix. Enix dribbles to the baseline, gives it out for Beavers. They get it in the lane. A little power dribble here for Mackenzie Beavers. Shelia missed it, got the rebound, and then the kick out on the 3-pointer is saved by Overton. But they lose the basketball on the save as it goes in for Madison Myers. And the 3-pointer on the right wing, good for Mariah Neville. So Neville will stroke in the 3-pointer, and it's 57-27. 2:24 to go here in the third quarter. In the lane, tough shot for Addie Fisher, and Fisher is fouled. Wasn't even squared up, but she was kind of hit with the body as she put up the shot. So both teams now have committed 7 team fouls. And two free throws coming up here for Addie Fisher. The foul was on Kasperson. That is her second. And she missed the first. So it's 57 to 27, and also missed the second. 2:15 to go here in the ball game. Kinsey Enix tries to lob it down low, and it's going to be another turnover for Centura. Well, when the game was being decided, Centura had only 10 turnovers. And now that we've dumped the bench, that number's gone up a little bit. Madison Beavers has it. Entry pass stolen away. Centura comes up with a steal. On the run here is going to be Carly Nitsch. Nitsch's layup is no good, but the rebound fought for by three Overton Eagles, and it's out of bounds. So Centura will maintain possession here. So the Centurions will toss it in on the baseline. Lobbing it in is Kasperson. Kasperson's able to get it to Madison Myers. Myers with the dribble with a minute 50 to go. We'll give it off here from Michaela Hansen. Hansen kicks on the left side for Morgan Kasperson. 57-27, minute 44 to go. Centura with the lead and the basketball. Hansen will dribble, kick it out right side for Myers. Myers, not much pressure being put on, but what pressure's there is put there by Kinsey Enix, and the long pass almost stolen away by Overton, and then they fall out of bounds with it, have to save it. So Centura is going to maintain the possession here, and they'll get it at the elbow to McKenz Gorecki. Gorecki gives it left side for Kasperson, and Kasperson will hit a long two. Kasperson strokes in the two, back heel on the three-point arc, and we've got a minute 7 to go. Across the timeline, Kinsey Enix, and we've got a little reach. Whistled here on Kasperson. She commits the foul, and that will allow Overton to make 5 substitutions here. A brand new line coming in for the minute 3 that's left in the ballgame, with the exception of Kinsey Enix, who is at the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. The foul on Kasperson is her third. And the free throw is up and no good. Rebound out of there by McKenz Gorecki. And on the drive, quick little jumper up, no good. And then we've got a tie-up on the rebound. I think that was Hansen that missed the drive there. Possession arrow is pointing to Centura. So the Centurions to inbound it. Morgan Kasperson to toss it in with 51.2 to go. They get it in here for Michaela Hansen. Skip pass back to Hansen after she gave it away. Her jumper is no good, but Hansen pulls down the rebound. And Hansen with another shot, and she's going to head to the free throw line. And she was fouled. So she got a couple of rebounds in that series, and now she'll get a couple of free throws as a result. The foul on Callahan is her second, and the free throw was good. Second free throw on the way, and she hits that one as well. So Hansen hits the free throw, and it's 61-27. On the dribble, Tara Lease, who came in. 30 seconds left here for Overton, and they lose the basketball. Now the turnover, as they'll work it up ahead. They get it kicked up there to Madison Myers. Myers now will fire the three, in and out, and no good. Rebound's going to be tied up. McKenz Gorecki helped tie it up here for Centura, and the possession arrow is pointing to Overton, so they'll get the basketball here. With 17.1 to go, inbounded for Tara Lease. Kayla Grubb inbounded it to Lease, and now Lease in the offensive zone will bounce pass it on the right side here. Entry pass for Callahan. Callahan's jumper is no good. Rebound by Gorecki. Long pass up ahead, and the buzzer will sound. Your final score, it's 61-27. Centura picks up the win and the championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament comfortably over the Overton Eagles, a final of 61-27. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report coming up right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads
Ford. And welcome back here as it's Centura with a 61-27 win in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament to claim the girls' championship. And we'll remind you, you're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. And I'll tell you what, Centura was well-equipped starting late in that first quarter. They took the lead, did not look back, and they win this one by a final of 61-27. And we'll take a look at some of the statistics, and a few of them are really going to stand out at you. First of all, Centura got off 50 shots here in the ballgame. Overton was 0 of 8 from behind three-point line. Overall field goal shooting for Overton, they were 11 of 42. Centura was 24 of 50, so nearly 50%, 48% from the field here in the basketball game for Centura, and they were 3 of 7 from three-point range. Centura won the rebounding battle 39-30 unofficially, and in terms of turnovers, not even close. 26-13, Overton turned the ball over 26 times compared to only 13 for Centura, and about four of those came late in the game when the game was decided and the second team was in there. And so the varsity players, when the game mattered, Centura really took very, very, very good care of the basketball. Now let's check the scoring for you, and we'll begin first of all for Overton. They were led today by Kinsey Enix. She finished with 10 points on the game. Addie Miller had 7, Madison Beavers with 5, Addie Fisher with 3, and Danny Jewett with 2 points in the ball game. Rebounding, Beavers led the way, Madison Beavers with 10, Danny Jewett finished with 8, and then 3 each for Kinsey Enix and Abby Miller. Again, our shooting from the field, 11 of 34 from two-point range, so 32% from two-point range. Overall field goal shooting was 11 of 42 for 26%, because Overton was 0 of 8 from behind the arc, and the free throw shooting wasn't a whole lot better. They were 5 of 15 from the free throw line, so just really a poor shooting night for the Overton Eagles, and that cost them any chance they had of pulling off the upset here today. For Centura, Casey Krolikowski led the way. She finished with 14 points. Mariah Neville with 9. Annika Gleason with 9. Brianna Dinas with 8. Maddie Roth with 8. Emily Wells with 7. Ashlyn Roth finished with 3. Morgan Kasperson with 2. And Michaela Hansen with 1 point here in the game. 13 rebounds for Gleason, leading the way here for Centura. And Maddie Roth finished with 8. 5 for Brianna Dinas, and then 3 for McKenz Gorecki late in the game, 2 each for Casey Krolikowski and Michaela Hansen. Again, shooting from the field, 24 of 50 for 48%. From within the arc, they were about 48% from two-point range, and they were 3 of 7 from three-point range. So they were 43% from behind the arc and 10 of 18 from the free throw line. That is right at 56% for Centura. So Centura comes up, and they pick up the win. They'll play host to Sutton on Tuesday. They are now 5-4 on the season. Next up for the Overton Eagles, they'll rest up a little bit, and on Friday they will play host to the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. The Stars won earlier today in their own holiday tournament, 52-25 over North Platte St. Pat's. They remain undefeated, so that is not going to be an easy task at all for Overton. And for the Overton boys, they also will be playing host to Kearney Catholic on Friday night. A couple of games that we'll have for you on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Once again, your final here in girls basketball. It was 61-27 Centura with the win over Overton.